estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually, as an office, have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is, if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. You know, we got rules of engagement on this program. If you want to send me a message, tell me anything, ask me anything, the text line number is always open, regardless of when you're listening. That message, that number on your message app is 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything, and then go follow me on social media. Whether it's X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, they're all at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. Let's talk about the SAVE Act for a moment. But then I want to get into the minutia of why are we not passing it? Why is it not even a news story? Why are we having this battle over something as simple as, and think about what the SAVE Act does in its most simple terms. It requires you to prove that you're a U.S. citizen in order to vote in a U.S. election. What could be simpler than that? Now, I know that means that you have to prove that you're a citizen. Well, you can get a birth certificate, you can get a passport, you can go get an ID, you can, any number of ways. There are even ways to use old Bibles. You know, if you're 110 years old and there wasn't a birth certificate when you were born, there are ways to use family Bibles to show that, oh, look, my great-grandmother entered this name in when I was born on such and such a date in 1912. You can actually prove your citizenship that way, and that will be accepted in some states. Oh, my gosh. And it's painful because you can't find your birth certificate, so you can't get online. You can't even call up or put a stamp on an envelope and mail and request and put in your $2 or $10 or $20, whatever it costs to get a birth certificate. You can't even do that. I think it was Mazie Hirono, senator from Hawaii. Anyways, it was one of those idiots that said something about, oh, you know, they want to make voting as hard as it is to go, you know, buy an AR-15. And someone online, I think it was Stephen Miller, not the Stephen Miller of the White House, but another red, it goes by Red Steve, had said something like, I would like for it to be the same to vote as it is to get an AR-15. You know, you've got to prove your residency. You've got to prove that that you're not a felon. You've got to prove all of these things. You have to show your ID, pass a background check, blah, blah. I might even agree with that. But to think that at its simplest level, the idea is that if you want to vote in a United States election, you must prove that you are a United States citizen. And considering that we spent the past 4 years, well, actually 4 years ago, not 4 years ago, but a year ago for 4 years, we allowed the Biden administration to open the borders and let, I don't know, take a guess, 10, 15, 20, 25 million non-citizens into this country who immediately went on to federal government social welfare programs and started getting driver's licenses from certain states. And now we're wondering why Congress simply can't pass a bill. And actually, Congress did pass the SAVE Act. its holdup in the Senate. And that's where I want to start. Someone sent me an article that was over at Hot Air, written by, and I don't know this individual, I don't mean, I'm not picking on them, but the article is, can we talk about the so-called talking filibuster and why it will not save the SAVE Act? And Mr. Patterson writes as follows. Let me begin by putting all my cards face up on the table. And he says, nobody wishes the SAVE Act requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote and photo ID in order to cast a ballot to become law more than I do. Currently, he writes, in my home state of California, it's actually illegal here to both ask for ID at polling places and to show ID. Elections are held open for weeks until enough straight mail-in ballots, which for some reason break for Democrats every single time, flow in to swing a total at that point, to swing a total that at one point showed promise of sanity in the Golden State. The argument he writes against the SAVE Act is one of the more absurd cases to make, and it has not resonated at all with the American people, regardless of political party, he writes. He's absolutely right so far. CNN's Harry Enten polled it again and found that it's still very much a popular idea across the entire electorate.
Okay, what's the racial breakdown on this, right? Because I think a lot of people make the argument that people of color, non-white Americans, have a harder time procuring a photo ID to vote. But even here, take a look here, favor photo ID to vote. 85% of white people favor it, 82% of Latino, 76% of black Americans favor it. So the bottom line is this. Voter ID is not controversial in this country. A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country. It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race. The vast majority of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj that, in fact, you should have a photo ID to be able to vote.
Bingo. That's it. That's the bottom line. So the question then becomes, and I want you for a moment to set aside all of the procedural arguments about a talking filibuster, a stand-up filibuster, a blue slip filibuster, any kind of filibuster. I want you to set all aside for just a moment all of the Senate procedural rules and arguments about why they can or cannot do it and why John Thune will or will not bring it to the floor of the Senate. Just forget all of that crap for a moment. Instead, just think, why is it among both Democrats and Republicans that the Senate can't pass what the House passed? Now, if you're old enough to remember, you know, whatever it was, you know, the rock something about how a bill becomes a bill, you know that the House passes Schoolhouse Rock. That's exactly right, Schoolhouse Rock. If you remember Schoolhouse Rock, the House passes a bill, and then it goes to the Senate. The Senate can pass the same bill, or they can tweak it by amendment. And if they tweak it by amendment, but it's still essentially the same bill, but there are amendments to it, then it goes to a conference committee, and the House and the Senate work out their differences, and then both houses vote on this new conference, what's called a conference report, which is the amended bill, and then they go back and they all vote again. And hopefully they all pass it. We're not even going through that. We just have a simple bill passed by the United States House of Representatives, sent to the Senate, where Republicans have a majority, and where 85% of white, 82% of Latinos, 76% of blacks, and the same numbers are essentially true for, if you want to divide us up between Democrat and Republican, or liberal and conservative, it's still the same. Yet it won't pass. Why? Why something as simple as this can't get through the United States Senate? Now, from here, we could go down any number of rabbit holes about, well, you know, if you want to use the term rhino, which that term just drives me nuts for some reason, but if you want to say that, you know, a John Cornyn or a John Thune or a Brasso from Wyoming or any of the senators that stand, or Langford from Oklahoma, that are sitting back there always, you know, anytime you see John Thune come to the microphone, he's got all of his lackeys standing around him, standing behind him. I guess they all need to support him and show, hey, look, we're behind the guy. Yeah, really? Why don't you let him stand on his own? The one thing blocking this from coming to the Senate is the unwillingness of John Thune to bring it to a vote. Now, he's come out this week, and he has said, so is John Cornyn, who's been one of the people that has been on the fence about it. And they have both said, we're going to bring it to a vote, but the votes aren't there and it's going to fail. Really? So we have a issue that is not even an 80-20 issue. This is like a 90-10 issue that the American people want. And then you got Chuck Schumer out there continuing to claim that somehow this is Jim Crow 2.0. Who's he playing to? Is he playing to 76% of blacks that want this? And he's trying to tell that 76%, no, you're wrong. You're an idiot. This is Jim Crow 2.0. Or to the 85% of whites or the 82% of Latinos, they're all crazy. No, actually what they are, they're totally sane. And they're totally insulated. And they totally believe that they can just stand their ground and nothing will ever happen. And now John Thune says, well, I'm going to bring it to the floor. And, you know, I don't think the votes are there anyway. But I'll let everybody, if you want to talk to him, blah, 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 I'll do whatever. But it's not going to pass. It's not going to pass. Ask yourself why. I'll be right back.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
1 in 4 was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor and be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and of course that will then download all 5 days of the weekday program that we do, plus the weekend program, so you'll get all the Michael Brown programming. So we're talking about the SAVE Act. And in particular, we're talking about an article that appeared by Duane Patterson over in Hot Air, hotair.com. You can read it for yourself. I'm going to tear it apart in a minute. Not completely, but parts of it. Because I think we're missing the big picture here, which is why I started out with I want your baseline thinking to be, why is it that something as simple as requiring an ID to register to vote, to prove you're a U.S. citizen, to register to vote, and then a picture ID to cast a ballot, so proving you're a U.S. citizen to vote in the United States elections, why is that such a big deal? Now, we know that there are all the peripheral reasons out there, because Democrats want illegal aliens to vote, because they want to be able to harvest ballots as much as they can. They want to cheat as much as they can wherever they can. And then the counter to that is, well, there's not that much cheating. Oh, so you admit there's some cheating, you just claim that it's not enough to overcome an election. Well, I find that kind of weird, because if you care about integrity in the elections at all, you want to minimize cheating to as close to zero as you can possibly get. Because every non-citizen that votes in an election, whether that's one or a million, that reflects on the integrity of our election and causes doubt, which then that doubt gets amplified by people like me, by people on the left and on the right, through radio, television, newspaper, websites, everything else, to where people then start doubting and questioning whether or not our elections are real or not real. And you would think that someone who takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, goes through all the trouble to get elected to the United States Senate or to the House of Representatives, would actually want the elections to be, honest, open, free, and fair. So back to the article on Hot Air. Because the argument is that we want a filibuster. We want to put the Democrats on notice. We want them to have to go through everything and make the argument about why they are opposed to something that even their own constituents, by overwhelming numbers, support. So he cranks out, and this author does, the amount of time that it could potentially take if we went through a talking filibuster. So I want to walk through what he says, because then I'll give you the counter to it. He says under Rule 19, which I've talked about during my weekday program, that's the rules of standard debate. Each senator can speak on a bill for as long as they wish, and they can do so on two separate occasions. And then once every senator has stated their whatever they want to say, however long it takes, provided the Senate never adjourns in the course of the bill being open for the debate on the floor, a senator from the majority party can then make a motion to move to final passage. That only requires a simple majority. And then final cloture to end debate under Rule 22 is bypassed so long as Republicans are patient enough to wait until Democrats can't talk any longer and the bill gets passed, except. And he goes through why he thinks this won't work. There are amendments that can be offered, he says, for the underlying legislation, and there are no limits on how many amendments may be offered, and each amendment is subject to its own floor time for debate under Rule 19, with each member having another two bites at the speechifying apple to try to slow things down. And he goes through how every senator could do all these things and talk and talk and talk and talk. So, for example, he says 46 senators, the number of Democrats, times 4 hours equals 184 hours. Now, double that because Rule 19 says they can speak twice on any question on the floor. So now you're at 368 hours. He's excluding John Fetterman because he doesn't think that John Fetterman, even though he's against the SAVE Act, which I don't understand why, nonetheless won't participate in this clown show. He says, and that's just on the question of bringing the SAVE Act to the floor to begin debate. So that's 2 weeks, 1 day, and 8 hours on the Senate floor, assuming the chamber is in session 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, of course, that doesn't include the quorum calls, which will add up several hours, or any Republicans speaking, which will be even several more hours. You know, to all of that, I say, so what? Isn't that their job? My job is to show up on Monday through Friday and be ready to talk for 3 hours from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday, Mountain Time. And then on Saturday to walk into this studio and speak for another 3 hours. That's my job. Their job is to go to the United States Congress, the House or the Senate, and to represent us. And no matter, and there is no time limit. At least I have a clock. But let's take my clock. If I walk in this morning and just say, well, I know it's 3 hours, but you know what, Michael? You know what, Los Angeles, my folks in L.A., Premier Networks, what if I just say to them, you know, it's 3 hours, but today I only feel like talking like an hour today. So just, you know, I'm going to talk to an hour, then you guys figure out what to do for the rest of the time. I mean, violation of my contract. I'd be out of here. I'd be done. Same with these yahoos that go to Congress. Except they don't have a predetermined amount of time. Their job is whatever it takes. That's what they wanted us to vote for. That's why they wanted us to vote for them. And their promise to us was we'll do whatever it takes to implement, you know, whatever it is that represents, you know, your way of thinking. They're not even willing to do that. Back to the article. Anyway, let me get to the crux of what he makes in this article. He says, now that you've cleared these different hurdles, 3 weeks into the bill making it to the floor, let's assume that each senator offers two amendments each. Some will have a bunch ready to go just like a Pez dispenser. 46 senators times two amendments each, that's 92 amendments. Then each amendment gets its own question, meaning no time limits on speeches. Each senator gets another two bites at the apple, 92 amendments, 46 senators speaking an average of 4 hours on two separate occasions on each amendment introduced, again without computing quorum calls, stalling tactics, and any Republicans taking the floor, comes out to carries the one to 33,856 hours. By the time Democrats would theoretically be finished with the amendment process alone, 3 years, 45 weeks, and 16 hours would have passed. Now, he doesn't mean if that's confusing for you. You know, that's just the way the rules work. Except I don't think he's entirely correct. And he's missing the entire political point. That's just the procedural point. So let's break down where he's wrong on the procedural point, and then let's think about the political aspect of it. Because you know what? I'm really sick of these senators hiding behind the rules. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you trying to get weight loss support through telehealth, but it feels overwhelming and rushed? Check out Orderly Meds now. OrderlyMeds.com was built to be different. Here you connect with real doctors who take the time to understand your goals, review your eligibility, and guide you through a plan that's right for you. Orderly Meds provides access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide, including both name brand options and personalized compounded versions when appropriate. So you have choices backed by clinical oversight, not guesswork. It's a simpler, more supportive telehealth experience designed around people who want clarity, care, and confidence in their weight loss journey. And your medication is delivered directly to your home in discreet packaging, so your experience stays private from start to finish. do your research, ask the right questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. Again, that's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I would humbly ask you that if you like what we do on the weekend program, you might like what we do during the weekday program. And if that's the case, then take your iHeart app and find the preset button and look for this station, KOA, KOA, like the campground, KOA. It's at 850 AM, 94.1 FM. Once you find that on your iHeart app or however you're doing it on your computer or wherever, set that as a preset, and then you can listen to me 9 to noon Mountain Time on KOA, 850 AM, 94.1 FM, from 9 to noon Mountain Time. So go do that for me, too. You can stream me during the week. So let's go back to this article. So the article is basically saying this. According to the math, which we will talk about in a second, his claim is that according to the math, it will take, 3,000 hours. It'll take, which is a long time. And therefore, because it will take so long, going through the filibuster process is not going to pass the SAVE Act. So I want to break down two things. I want to break down where I think he is right and where he is wrong. And third, what he misses. So where is he correct in this article? Let's talk about the math problem, because the math problem is a real problem. A talking filibuster under the current rules would require 51 Republican senators present at virtually all times. Now, the Democrats, all they need is just one member to hold the floor, so they could rotate freely among themselves. That asymmetry is genuinely brutal, and it's the most honest part of his article. The majority would have to babysit the chamber, the Senate chamber, constantly. The minority would be able to just send one person in, and the others could go out and take a nap or have dinner or do whatever they wanted to do. But the Republicans would have to be there virtually all the time. Now, number two, the amendment problem that he pointed out that I described to you is a legitimate problem. His Rule 19 analysis that each amendment triggers its own unlimited debate with each senator entitled to speak twice is accurate procedurally. The structural vulnerability is real. Democrats could daisy-chain amendments indefinitely, and everyone resets the debate clock. John Thune, the majority leader, himself has said the conference isn't unified on that path, and so that would require tabling numerous amendments with 50 Republicans voting in lockstep every single one. Now, that's not a hypothetical problem. That's a demonstrated problem. Why? Well, now we're kind of weaving into the political problem. And that is because Republicans that I support are not doing their job. They're not representing the 90-plus percent of us who say this is something that we want. So a pox on the Republicans. Three, the third point where he's right is the Democrats are not going to yield on this. But I've got an idea. But let's focus on the fact that the Democrats won't yield on this bill, period. Now, he's the author of that article at Hot Air, Dwayne Patterson, is exactly right that this isn't just a normal bill where political pressure might peel off, maybe 10 Democrats. The SAVE Act is existential to Democrat electoral strategy. They will fight it with everything they have, and no polling showing 80-plus percent public support changes that calculus. Except one thing. If 78, 80% of blacks, 72, 75, 78% of Hispanics, and 80-some-whatever of whites, and then if some 70% of Democrats and 80% of Republicans all support this bill, that means there is a supermajority of people on both sides of the aisle that support the bill. If Democrats have to stand up and bullcrap their way through their objection, that's going to get carried on national news, on every talk show, on every website, on the X feed, on the Facebook feed. Everybody's going to hear the bullcrap answers and objections that Democrats have to this. And for the first time, even CNN is going to have to cover, oh, here are the objections that the Democrats are offering. They'll actually get to hear the bullcrap answers that they have for why they object to this. I don't think it can convince those 80, 90% of the people who want this that, oh, I was wrong all along. That's the political game that needs to be played. I'm tired of pussyfooting around this. Number four, Thune's vote count is correct. Thune said flatly, quote, we don't have the votes either to proceed, get on a talking filibuster, nor to sustain one even if we got on that. But that is just a function of math. Now, even after John Cornyn's reversal, the senior senator from Texas, that didn't open the floodgates. Senator Tom Tillis, who is leaving his post, by the way, said nobody had given him a credible scenario where Republicans would succeed in the end. Patterson is right that the votes aren't there. Well, if they're not there, then I want those Republicans. See, I'm willing to let this bill die if it shows us the Republicans who are opposed to it. Quit hiding behind the fact that you don't have to stand up and take a vote. I want to know who they are. If it's Susan Collins of Maine, so be it. If it's Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, so be it. If it's Tom Tillis, if it's John Cornyn, I don't care. I want them to be stripped naked and show who they really are so that when we come up to the elections, if they need to be primaried, they can be primaried. If they need to be voted out of office, they need to be voted out of office. But I am done with Republicans that don't represent us in the House and the Senate. I'm done with them. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of them hiding behind television cameras or coming up to the cameras and talking about, well, procedurally, you can't. You know what they're doing? They're treating you like you're idiots. They're treating you like you don't understand. And I understand this is complex. Legislative rules are incredibly complex and hard to understand. So I get it if you don't fully understand the rules, but I know you understand this. You understand that they're lying to you and that they're hiding behind the rules because they just want to tell you, hey, well, you know, we can't pass it. Which gets me to, where is he wrong? Where is Mr. Patterson wrong in his article? First, his math is a straw man dressed up as analysis. The, quote, 3 years after the 2028 election calculation, that assumes that every Democrat senator uses their full allotted time on every amendment. And I think that is just physically impossible for a human being. Senators sleep, they travel, they have health emergencies. And strategically insane for Democrats, you know why? Because 24-hour, 7-day-a-week footage of them reading, say, Hawaiian crop yields to block voter ID would be a political gift to the Republicans. Or them standing up talking about, trying to explain, Chuck Schumer trying to explain why it's Jim Crow. He can say it's Jim Crow 2.0, but has he ever been challenged about why? Put him on the floor of the Senate and let him explain why it is like Jim Crow 2.0. He can't do it. So, the math is directionally correct as a maximum. But Patterson, the author of the article, presents the maximum as the likely scenario. That's not analysis. That's theater math in service of a predetermined conclusion. He makes it seem absurd because he wants it to be absurd. And two, I think he undersells the tabling option. Why is that? Because, yes, Republicans can table amendments simple by a majority vote. And, yes, each tabling motion requires a floor vote. But floor votes take about 15 minutes each. So a disciplined Republican conference, which I'd like to see, with a good whip operation, can grind through amendments considerably faster than the author of the article implies. The real constraint is the discipline of the senators themselves and their stamina, not the procedural impossibility that he's suggesting. In other words, I want to see them do their job. And if they don't have the physical stamina to stand up there and do those votes and table amendments after amendments after amendments, then you don't deserve to be a U.S. senator. Because that's your job. For too long, for almost my entire adult life, they have gotten by with not actually having to work. And I'm telling you, I've just reached my limit with them. I've reached the limit. Then, finally, after the break, I want to tell you how he conflates passing the bill with the political value of at least going through the exercise. That's next.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And that is, he conflates passing the SAVE Act with the political value of the exercise of going through the vote. This is the biggest analytical error. Patterson dismisses Senator Lee's strategy because it won't pass the bill. But Lee himself all but gave away the game. His plan is to force Democrats to filibuster at length for weeks, delay the 60-vote cloture requirement, keep Democrats in the news cycle to build pressure until those 60 votes materialize. Patterson says he doesn't believe Democrats will yield. Well, that's fine, but that's beside the point for the political strategy. Weeks of Democrats standing on the Senate floor, blocking a popular voter ID bill, while DHS is simultaneously shuttered because Democrats are blocking that too? That is a potent midterm narrative. You don't have to win the floor fight to win the argument, to win the political argument. Now, his solution, elect 75 senators, is utopian to the point of uselessness. Patterson's closing argument is essentially this. The answer is to keep electing Republicans until you have a filibuster-proof supermajority. Well, that's not a strategy right now. That's a prayer. That's a hope and a prayer. The Senate has never had 75 members of one party in the modern era. And even if Republicans get to 60, they'd face the same internal discipline problems on any given bill that they have now. Telling people frustrated by the SAVE Act impasse to wait for a supermajority is the political equivalent of telling somebody whose house is on fire to wait for the rainstorm to come in. Not the fire trucks, the rainstorm. So Patterson's conclusion that the talking filibuster will not pass the SAVE Act in this Congress may be correct. And Thune is right. The votes maybe aren't there to initiate it, to sustain it, or to win it. The amendment trap is real. The 51-senator babysitting requirement, that is real. But his implied broader conclusion in the article, that the talking filibuster strategy is therefore without merit, and advocates for it are, you know, just innumerate rubes living in a box canyon, is utterly wrong. Because it conflates a legislative strategy, which I know won't work, with a political strategy, which might work. And the two are not the same. Sometimes you fight a floor battle precisely because losing it on the floor means winning it at the ballot box. The sharper and harder version of that piece in Hot Air would have acknowledged that that distinction between winning on the floor and winning at the ballot box. And then should have argued why Republicans, you know, shouldn't take the political gamble either. Instead, he tries to build a strong mathematical case against somebody nobody seriously actually claimed that the math would lead directly to passage, and then declare a victory over, you know, the straw opponent that he built with the math. I mean, it's a good piece. It's a solid procedural analysis, but it wins the easy argument about the numbers and avoids the hard one, and that is about the political strategy. I'm tired of both Democrats and Republicans hiding behind all these procedural rules. And as somebody on the text line said, you know, just get rid of the filibuster. Just get rid of it entirely. And there are arguments for and against that. You know the primary argument for getting rid of it? Oh, might as well do it anyway. Because I guarantee you that if we lose the Senate majority in these midterm elections, which 6 months ago I didn't think we would. I thought we'd actually gain seats in the midterms. But because of the way Thune is leading the Senate, I think he's going to lose the Senate for us. And if that happens and the Democrats take over, they'll be under enormous pressure to get rid of the filibuster. And remember, the filibuster is just a Senate rule. It's not in the Constitution. It actually evolved accidentally from an 1806 procedural cleanup. The founders didn't design it. The Senate stumbled onto it. And that's important because defenders who invoke the founders are arguing from mythology, not history. The current form of the filibuster requires 60 votes for cloture, ending debate, on almost all legislation. The nuclear option, a simple majority vote to change the rule, has already been used twice. Harry Reid in 2013 for executive and judicial nominees below the Supreme Court level, and then Mitch McConnell in 2017 for Supreme Court nominees. So the legislative filibuster is the last standing version of the original practice. And there is a case for keeping it, and there is a case for getting rid of it. In fact, you know, maybe that's what we should do. I was going to do something. I was going to do something about poverty in the next hour. But maybe we ought to walk through the case for, we won't spend a lot of time on it, but walk through the case for and against getting rid of the filibuster. Because that's something I truly want you to understand. Because there are political ramifications. But the bottom line is, when you listen to this program, you may get a lot of legal theory, but one thing that you will get in terms of politics is the reality. And the reality that I see it in my little crystal ball is that the filibuster is just hanging by a thread. And the Democrats really want us, Republicans, to get rid of the filibuster, because then they'll scream and holler about, oh my gosh, you know, they're abusing the power. Well, they're the ones that really want to do it, but they don't want to get blamed for it, because this would change the Senate, and the Senate would be changed forever until they, you know, might readopt the filibuster rule, where everything just gets passed by a simple majority. So if the Democrats really want it, but they don't want to take responsibility for changing it, and they want to put that responsibility on the Republicans, then why don't Republicans just stand up and say, we know that if we lose the majority in the midterm elections, that the Democrats will get rid of the filibuster. Now, assuming that they don't get a 60-40 split in the Senate after the midterms, then the Democrats would then have to make a decision to get rid of the filibuster or keep it. But if they get beyond 60, they can leave the filibuster in place because they have the votes, because they're disciplined, unlike Republicans, they're disciplined. And if they need to invoke cloture in debate, even a John Fetterman at that point would join them and say, fine, you know, I'll vote for cloture. So it just depends on by which margin the Democrats might take over the Senate in the midterm elections. But nonetheless, let's do that next hour, at least for a segment or two. Let's walk through the reasons for and against dumping the filibuster. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion? That's billion with a B? Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Gas prices have surged because of the Iran conflict, but economist Steve Moore believes they'll soon be on the way back down.
We're going to see for the next couple of weeks maybe the oil price at that level. And then as we start to see these disruptions in the global oil supply chains reduced, I think you'll see oil flow right back down to the, you know, the $3 range that we were seeing a few months ago.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent begins 2 days of meetings with China's vice premier tomorrow in Paris.
The trade talks will set the stage for President Trump's upcoming visit to Beijing at the end of the month. During a meeting last year, Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to a one-year truce in a trade war that temporarily saw back-and-forth tariffs soar to triple digits before the two sides climbed down. Analysts are watching for signs of deals on purchases and trade gaps. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are charges now for the man who sold the gun to the Old Dominion University shooter.
The Justice Department has charged Kenya Chapman, who they say sold a gun to Old Dominion University shooter Muhammad Jallo, despite Jallo's previous conviction in a terrorism case, where Jallo was accused of attempting to aid the Islamic State extremist group.
And that report from correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Southwest Airlines making some major changes to airports.
Southwest will discontinue service to Chicago O'Hare Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport this year, discontinuing service to both airports on June 4th. An airline representative said that the decision was made as part of its ongoing efforts to refine its network. Southwest said it will continue to operate flights out of Midway International Airport in Chicago and Reagan National Airport outside Washington.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
President Trump on Friday signed a pair of executive orders aimed at showing his commitment to improving home affordability.
Under the first order, the federal government would reduce its own housing regulatory burdens and create incentives for best practices by state and local governments with the goal of making it easier for builders to construct more homes. The second order would reduce the regulatory burdens tied to mortgages and make it easier for smaller community banks to provide home loans. The executive orders show how the Trump administration is seeking to put more of a policy emphasis on the importance of home ownership. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Home sales rose last month as buyers took advantage of easing mortgage rates and an increase in available pre-owned homes leading into the springtime home buying season. Home prices continued to rise last month, albeit more slowly. The national median sales price increased by 0.3% in February compared to a year earlier. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has blocked the investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The Trump administration investigation involved testimony by Chair Jerome Powell about Federal Reserve building renovation.
He's billions of dollars over budget.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Judge James Boasberg ruled the government has produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Powell of a crime. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says the ruling is wrong and has no legal authority. The judge ruled this was a pretext to force Powell to cut interest rates. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New poll finds economic confidence is going up. The Rasmussen Reports Economic Index finds confidence has increased to 110 on its scale this month. That's more than 2 points higher than in February. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington,
this is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Which could be 50 U.S. senators plus the vice president, so you get to 51, or it could be 51 U.S. senators. You don't need the vice president. As I said, that's been used twice. Harry Reid started it. He got rid of part of the filibuster in 2013 for nominations from the president for executive branch appointees and judicial nominees below the level of the Supreme Court. And then Mitch McConnell did the same thing in 2017 for Supreme Court nominees. So the legislative filibuster is the last standing version of the original practice. So what's the case for keeping it? I would think there are probably four or five reasons to keep it. One argument that I would make for keeping it is the cooling off argument. The Senate was designed specifically to slow things down. Thomas Jefferson's famous cooling saucer for the hot tea of the House, quote, is what I'm talking about. Yeah, Jefferson described the Senate as the cooling saucer for the House, which was the hot tea. The filibuster operationalizes that design philosophy. Legislation that can't attract 60 votes probably doesn't have durable nationwide consensus behind it, and durable national consensus is what makes majority policy stick. Well, think about that in terms of the SAVE Act, because if the idea is you can't attract 60 votes, that you probably don't have a national consensus, just the opposite is happening here. We have a virtual, not an actual, but a virtual consensus on the SAVE Act. When 80 and 90% of Americans say they are for that, that might as well be 100% because we can barely agree on whether the sky is blue or not. We can barely agree whether today ends in Y or not. And here's something we almost all agree upon. So that argument about the cooling saucer argument doesn't even really apply here. That's the first argument I would make for it. The second argument is we really do want to protect minorities. And sometimes that does matter. The Senate already overrepresents small states, but that's by design. The filibuster just acts as an additional check that forces majority coalitions to at least negotiate with the minority. Without it, a party winning 51 Senate seats, which could represent states with a minority of the national population, could ram through transformational legislation. I think that's highly unlikely, but still, I would say that might be an argument for it. The third argument what I would make would be the pendulum. Every argument that Democrats make for eliminating the filibuster when they had the majority is an argument the Republicans can use right now. But you know what else is true? Vice versa is true, too. Both parties have flip-flopped on this with breathtaking shamelessness. It all depends on who's in power. Senators who passionately defended the filibuster in 2005 passionately attacked the filibuster in 2021. The institutional argument is you will not always be in the majority, and the rules you break on the way up are the rules that you wish you had on the way down. So that pendulum back and forth is real. I'm not sure that's really a good argument for keeping it, but it's nonetheless one that I think people would make if they were rationally debating this. I think there's maybe a fourth and a fifth one, but the fourth one for sure. Think about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It passed without one single Republican vote through what's called budget reconciliation. That's a workaround. The result? Years of legal and political warfare, repeal attempts, persistent instability. Now contrast Obamacare with Social Security or, say, Medicare. Those both passed with bipartisan support and became functionally untouchable. So the 60-vote threshold forces the kind of coalition building that produces policy that, whether you like it or not, is durable because it passed with a consensus. Not a pure, true consensus, but I'm using the word very loosely, but a consensus where you had more than just a simple majority. So it forces compromise and durability. I think that's my excuse me. Well, I'm not a believer in bipartisanship. I think that bipartisanship is way overrated. I think that you ought to go stand on your principles and never give on your principles, but that doesn't mean you can't compromise on tactics or pieces of legislation if it doesn't, you know, violate your principles. So if there is an ability for compromise, then I'm all for them doing that. which would lead to, I think, maybe a fifth argument I would make for it. And that would be this. Without the filibuster, every time there's a change in the Senate majority might produce massive destabilizing reversal of previous policy. Say, for example, a tax code written every 4 years, or environmental regulations flip-flop, healthcare markets in constant uncertainty. For a business, for investors, for just plain old citizens like you and me trying to plan our lives, that instability has real costs. I'm not really sure about that one, but I think that might be an argument they would make. Now, the case for eliminating it? Stay tuned. We'll do that next.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's really easy to do on your podcast app. Whatever one you use doesn't make any difference to me. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and that'll do two things for you and two things for me. That alone, that will download to your podcast all 5 days of the weekday program plus this weekend program. So you get all 6 shows that I do every week. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, go do it. We're talking about the filibuster because somebody mentioned on the text line about why don't we just get rid of it because the Democrats are going to do it. And I thought that was a pretty insightful text. So I just gave you the reasons why we ought to keep it. But here's the case for getting rid of it, which is actually pretty strong. It's not in the Constitution. But it's more than just the fact that it's not in the Constitution. If you think about how the Constitution is structured, there is already a supermajority requirement because the founders knew how to require supermajorities when they wanted them. Treaty ratifications require 2/3 of the Senate. A constitutional amendment requires 2/3 of both houses plus 3/4 of the states. An impeachment conviction requires 2/3. Overriding a presidential veto requires 2/3. So the founders deliberately did not impose a supermajority requirement for ordinary legislation. So the filibuster effectively amends the Constitution without the amendment process. It requires a supermajority where the founders said, we think there should be a supermajority for treaties, constitutional amendments, impeachment convictions, overriding a presidential veto. Okay, they didn't include legislation. So the founders themselves didn't think for legislation you needed the filibuster. I think that is the strongest argument for getting rid of it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Confront your U.S. senator about that one. But you want me to give you a stronger argument? It has a racist legacy. And that's not incidental. I think this is probably the most historically uncomfortable argument for maintaining the filibuster. The filibuster's most prominent use for most of the 20th century was for what? To block civil rights legislation. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 faced a 60-day filibuster. And by the way, let's remember who filibustered the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Say it with me, the Democrats. The filibuster didn't just happen to be used for a racist purpose. It was perfected as a tool for a racist purpose. Now, you can argue that the tool has evolved, but the history of its origin and the history of its most significant use is still legitimate history. Still want to keep the filibuster? You already have a supermajority requirement for the most important things, treaties, constitutional amendments, impeachment convictions, overriding vetoes. So you already have a supermajority requirement for those important things. The founders didn't write into the Constitution that the Senate itself needed 60 votes for just ordinary legislation. And when was it used most significantly in our lifetimes? To block civil rights legislation by the Democrats. I could end right there, but I got a couple of other reasons. This whole idea about protecting the minority is actually a very selective argument. Because the filibuster doesn't protect all minorities. It specifically protects the political minority in the Senate. And because of how the Senate seats are distributed, that political minority often represents a geographic minority of the population that may itself be a demographic majority. Think small states, or at least, I don't mean geographically small, but small states in terms of population. They still get 2 senators, but those states with the least population, think Wyoming, the Dakotas. Oh, they have Republican senators. Yeah, because they tend to be more conservative states. So when you think about protecting the political minority in the Senate, and because of how the Senate seats are distributed, that political minority really represents a geographic minority of the population, but itself is a demographic majority. So this whole idea about minority protection can actually mean protection of a majority coalition that lost an election. So I just don't know that the minority protection argument is that valid. At best, it's a very selective argument. I don't think it's a broad argument. The fourth reason I'd get rid of the filibuster. It's already been gutted. Let's just finish the job. The 2013 and the 2017 nuclear options destroyed the filibuster for judicial nominees. Now, if the principle is that the filibuster is a sacred institutional norm protecting minority rights, well, that norm is dead. Keeping it only for legislation, yet you abandon it for lifetime federal judges? That's an intellectually incoherent and an intellectually dishonest position to take. Are you with me yet? Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. I think there's another one. I think there's a couple more. The obstruction caused by the filibuster itself has become total, and it's routine, and it keeps things from happening. So if it was originally a rare tool that was supposed to be used for matters of very deep principle, ha! I just like using the word deep principle when I think about the U.S. Senate. They have no deep principles. Senators actually had at one time to hold the floor. They had to stand there and talk. The 1970s, but it may have been actually 1970. The Senate adopted a two-track system that allowed other business to continue during filibusters. What'd that mean? That meant that a senator no longer had to sacrifice anything to obstruct a piece of legislation. So the result, the use of the filibuster just exploded. In the 1960s, there were about 8 cloture motions, ending debate motions, per Congress. By 2010, more than 100. It's no longer a check. It's a veto, and it's one that you have to put any effort into. So the obstruction that the filibuster has become is total, it's routine, and it doesn't require the senators to actually do anything. Just tell the clerk, I'm filibustering, and then go back to your office and have a scotch, have a little bourbon and coke or something, have a little sip of a little tequila. Yeah. They don't work hard enough now. They barely work at all. Get rid of it. And 6, at some level, if a majority of elected senators representing a majority coalition of voters want to pass a law, blocking that through procedural rules, I would say is kind of anti-democratic, right? I think the bottom line is, let the majority rule. Just let the majority rule and be done with it. Yeah. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion? That's billion with a B? Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Mountain time, and you'll hear what we do during the weekday, which is similar to what we do on the weekend. You might like streaming that, might enjoy it. So listen to us live during the weekday, 9 to noon Mountain Time, KOA, 850 AM, 94.1 FM. A couple of bizarre stories since yesterday. Jasmine Lee Crockett, the black congresswoman from Texas that ran against Tallarico trying to unseat John Cornyn. She's been really kind of quiet for the last 10 days or so since she lost that primary election to James Tallarico. But that all ended last night. One of her bodyguards was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers from the Dallas Police Department. Now, the part of the story that shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone is that her bodyguard was apparently a habitual criminal. Wow. Colin Rugg over on X started out with this: new Jasmine Crockett's security guard has been killed after a standoff with Dallas police SWAT officers, according to CBS News. Mike King, and his name is in quotation marks, was recently seen at a campaign event with Crockett. Here's the full text. According to police, King was wanted for impersonating. Now, remember, this is a member of Congress. This is why I have such despicability in my heart for these people. She's a member of Congress. And according to the cops, Mike King, or whatever his name really is, was wanted for impersonating a law enforcement officer. He reportedly fled into a hospital parking garage and barricaded himself inside a vehicle. King was then forced out of the car with tear gas. He pulled his gun on the cops. CBS reported that multiple law enforcement sources tell CBS News Texas that the man, known publicly as Mike King, had been using aliases while running a business that placed officers in off-duty jobs. Now, King reportedly drove a replica undercover police vehicle and used stolen license plates from cars at a military recruiting office.
These images of Mike King standing close to Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett shows how trusted he was as part of her security detail while she's been in office and while on the campaign trail during her recent run for a U.S. Senate seat. Multiple law enforcement sources say King was the man shot and killed after a standoff with Dallas police SWAT officers on Wednesday night. Police say he was chased into a hospital parking garage where he barricaded himself inside a vehicle before he was forced out by tear gas and pulled a gun on officers.
Wow. Here's a member of Congress, I guess, who just simply can't stay away from the gangster life. So RIP to Mr. King, or whatever his name really was. Now, in another story, which really should come as a surprise to literally nobody. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision yesterday which will be laughed out of the law by the Supreme Court. Now, this case involves a women's spa run by a Korean Christian family, which has been literally invaded by lunatic men pretending to be women. They've been demanding to be allowed to parade their nude bodies and all the infrastructure which goes with that in the facility's single locker room. Now, remember, this is a female-only facility. Now, unfortunately, this facility is also in the insane state of Washington. No, not D.C., the state. You need to understand that Washington recently enacted a law which forces facilities run by Christians to allow these lunatics to parade their junk in front of 13-year-old girls, which happens to be the minimum age for membership in this particular spa. Now, predictably, the Biden-Obama judge majority in the Ninth Circuit ruled for the lunatics, who apparently are in desperate need of some sort of psychiatric care, not to mention prison time, because that's what Biden-Obama judges apparently do all the time. Their goal is to destroy our society from within. After all, not to actually read and interpret the Constitution. Now, the insane decision led one of the non-Marxist judges, one of the same judges on the Ninth Circuit, a Trump appointee by the name of Lawrence Van Dyke, to issue a rousing dissent whose first sentence reads, now, before I even read the first sentence, in order to comply with the Federal Communications Commission's rules, I cannot read, think about this, I cannot read a dissenting opinion from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals because of FCC regulations. However, I can use the anatomically correct term for a man's junk, which is a penis. But you know there's a nickname for a man's penis, and it rhymes with the name Rick, okay? So every time I say the word penis, I want you to think about Rick, except Rick's name is, or Richard, the, you know, the shortened name for Richard. Got it? Because I want you to hear this dissenting opinion. But every time you hear the word penis, substitute Rick with a D. Got it? Here is the dramatic reading of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals dissenting opinion in a case called Olympus Spa versus Armstrong. Judge Van Dyke wrote the lead dissent, which begins this way. This is a case about big swinging penises. The Christian owners of Olympus Spa, a traditional Korean women-only nude spa, understandably don't want them in their spa. Their female employees and female clients don't want them in their spa either. But Washington State insists on them. And now, so does the Ninth Circuit. You may think that swinging penises should not appear in a judicial opinion. Well, you're not wrong. But as much as you might understandably be shocked and displeased to merely encounter that phrase in this opinion, I hope we all can agree that it is far more jarring for the unsuspecting and exposed women at Olympus Spa, some as young as 13, to be visually assaulted by the real thing. Sometimes it feels like the supposed adults in the room have collectively lost their minds. Woke regulators and Einstein social experiments impose on real women and young girls. Now, as you can probably imagine, this line infuriated Judge Van Dyke's colleagues. Judge McCown issued a statement that was joined by 28 members of her court. The Ninth Circuit has 51 total active and senior status judges. So this is a statement issued by the senior circuit judge, Judge McCown, joined by Judge Magura, the chief judge, and then a whole list of others, but I won't name all of them. They write, the American legal system has long been regarded as a place to resolve disputes in a dignified and civil manner, or as Justice O'Connor put it, to, quote, disagree without being disagreeable. It is not a place for vulgar barroom talk, nor is it a place to suggest that fellow judges have, quote, collectively lost their minds, close quote, or that they are, quote, woke judges, complicit, close quote, in a scheme to harm ordinary Americans. That language makes us sound like juveniles, not judges, and it undermines public trust in the courts. The lead dissent's use of such coarse language and invective may make for publicity or entertainment value, but it has no place in a judicial opinion. The lead dissent ignores ordinary principles of dignity and civility and demeans this court. Neither the parties nor the panel dissent found it necessary to invoke such crude and vitriolic language. Decorum and collegiality demand more. So Judge Owens and Judge Forrest, another Trump appointee, issued a one-sentence statement. Regarding the dissenting opinion of Judge Van Dyke, quote, we are better than this. Well, Judge Van Dyke's response, excuse me, Judge Van Dyke's response to the Chief Judge's statement, that's next.
Are you trying to get weight loss support through telehealth, but it feels overwhelming and rushed? Check out Orderly Meds now. OrderlyMeds.com was built to be different. Here you connect with real doctors who take the time to understand your goals, review your eligibility, and guide you through a plan that's right for you. Orderly Meds provides access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide, including both name brand options and personalized compounded versions when appropriate. So you have choices backed by clinical oversight, not guesswork. It's a simpler, more supportive telehealth experience designed around people who want clarity, care, and confidence in their weight loss journey. And your medication is delivered directly to your home in discreet packaging, so your experience stays private from start to finish. Do your research, ask the right questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. Again, that's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Join us for a live jazz concert at Shasta College, March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an evening of dynamic rhythms and classic jazz standards. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. For more information, go to shastacollege.edu/arts-events.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Talking about this case out of Washington State where the Ninth Circuit, basically in a majority opinion, allowed men with their big swinging penises, according to the dissent, into a Korean Christian women's only spa. And when he used the phrase big swinging penises, but that's not the word he used, the chief judge of the Ninth Circuit and some 40 others, there are 50 plus on the circuit, all came out offended by what he said. And he responded. And he wrote this: "Finally, I'll respond briefly to my colleague's discomfort with how I written this dissent. My distressed colleagues appear to have the fastidious sensibilities of a Victorian nun when it comes to mere unpleasant words in my opinion, yet exhibit the scruples of our dearly departed colleague Judge Reinhardt when it comes to the government trampling on religious liberties and exposing women and girls to male genitalia. That kind of selective outrage speaks for itself. He writes, the public deserves a court that is actually trustworthy. We should be earning that trust, not demanding it like petty tyrants. Yes, the introduction to this dissent intentionally uses indecorous language, but that is quite literally what this case is about. Male genitalia is precisely and only what the spa, for religious reasons, objects to admitting into its female-only space. The fact that so many on our court want to pretend that this case is about anything other than swinging penises is the very reason the shocking language is necessary. The panel majority uses slick legal arguments and deflection to studiously avoid eye contact with the actual and horrific consequences of its erroneous opinion. The, quote, ordinary Americans affected by the majority's opinion don't have that luxury. Squirm as we might, I think it's only fair for our court to have a small taste of its own medicine. He writes, sometimes dignified and civil words are employed to mask a legal abomination. Or to put it in vernacular, perhaps more palatable to my colleagues' Victorian sensibilities, quote, in law, what plea so tainted and corrupt, but being seasoned with a gracious voice, obscures the show of evil. He says, sometimes the coarse and ugly words bear the truth. I coarsely but respectfully dissent from our court's willingness to leave this travesty in place. Now, I've read that some people think that Judge Van Dyke is auditioning for the Supreme Court. I'd never heard that before. And before this opinion, I could have told you that he probably is not. But after this opinion, maybe we should have some doubt. Because I think he, well, I don't think, reading the opinion, he truly believes what he is writing. And what he has done is he has used his pen, his word processor, and his words to advance his basic understanding of the law. Now, Judge Tung also issued a dissent, which was also joined by Judges Nelson, Bumstay, and Van Dyke. Judge Bumate. By the way, I should disclose Judge Bumate is a friend of mine. Let us be clear about what the law in Washington requires. Under its law, the state can disregard a small business owner's Christian's belief and force her family-run Korean spa to allow a nude man, who claims to be a woman, into an intimate space reserved for its female patrons. Yet under that same law, private clubs embracing secular values can refuse entry to that same man. Schools and cemeteries can refuse service to that man, too, so long as they are run by institutions deemed sectarian. Thus, while the law purports to protect any Washington resident from so-called gender identity discrimination, the state's prohibition exempts some secular organizations and certain religious ones. It just does not exempt the small business in its exercise of its religious beliefs here. They write, how is this at all a neutral law of general applicability? The panel's conclusion to the contrary, immunizing the law from any serious First Amendment scrutiny, should have been vacated. We dissent. This case will be swinging to a Supreme Court cert petition near you soon. I don't know about y'all, but I just can't wait to see what Justice Thomas has to say about this case. It will simply be an amazing response. But have you thought about, would I be curious? Are you offended by the judge's dissent? I wasn't. Now, I'm not a judge, but if I were the other judges, I would be offended, not by the words, but by how so plainly and clearly he points out their hypocrisy. How clearly and plainly, by using big swinging penises, in his opinion, points out how absurd they are being. This kind of gets back to the point I made at the very beginning of this program. The absurdity of something that has the approval of 90% of Americans or 80%, whatever number you want to use, I don't care. The SAVE Act. Just, you know, if you want to go vote, show that you're, prove that you're a U.S. citizen to vote in a U.S. election. I've got to use my ID for all sorts of things. To board a plane. To, you know, sometimes to buy liquor in a liquor store. To fill out a job application. Whatever it might be, I'm required. It's just basic common sense. Why is it not common sense that if a Christian-run Korean family spa that caters solely to women, where's the common sense that says they can refuse to admit someone who has a big swinging penis? That seems common sense to me. But we're losing that. We're losing all sense of rationality. And here's a judge. You know, for all the insanity that we can talk about what judges are doing to the country right now, here's a singular judge, well, and a few of his colleagues that joined in the dissent, calling out in, yes, crass language, but crass language that forces the majority to realize this is what you're doing. You can hide behind all your fancy legal mumbo jumbo, but here's the practicality of your decision. And I think it's wrong. And it violates their religious liberties. It violates their First Amendments. All on behalf of what? A tiny minority out here that we allow discrimination against that tiny minority in places that are not religious. I say touche to the judge. Absolute touche. And we need more judges like that. I quite frankly don't want to see him on the Supreme Court. You know why? Because in the Ninth Circuit, one of the most liberal circuits in the entire country, that's where we need him. So I hope he stays there. I hope Trump doesn't read this opinion and go, yeah, I want that guy on the Supreme Court. No, I want more like him on the Ninth Circuit. Just calling it out for what it is. Finally, some common sense. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line, of course, is open. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four taxpaying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.